Welcome to the Michael Chaney Podcast. I'm the owner of GrowFast.biz. I've grown from zero to several million dollars in personal net worth with my internet businesses, and I'm on a mission to give away everything I know for free. I'm doing this because I want to leave a legacy, I want to make a difference in the world, and if you ever need help implementing it all, you might want to reach out to us. Here's how to turn cold prospects into red hot buyers. Now, this is all about perfecting the upgrades and the one-time offers that you're making available after people first purchase your front-end offer. So remember, your front-end offer is this little ticket thing that you're going to do, a low-ticket priced item, maybe $9.95 or $9.97, something like that. And then the upgrades start scaling up so that you can generate more revenue. Now, for the launch, you're going to be giving most of this away in commissions so that affiliates keep promoting your launch. They make a ton of money. They're happy to keep emailing for you, and you end up with thousands, potentially, of hot buyer leads. So let's talk about upgrades. Now, upgrades themselves are not a bad thing. People have this bad image of upgrades or one-time offers that they're just this way of extracting money. They're not. They're a way to get people to the result quicker. So every single upgrade that you create must help people get there quicker, easier, and just be a better solution than what you've already given them. It should not replace the front-end offer. It shouldn't be something that they have to buy in order to get the front-end to work. It should just get them there quicker. Now, the classic example is on the front-end, you show them how to do it, and then with the upgrades, you give them templates, or you do it with them, or you do it for them. It's that kind of thing. Or you teach them a different how-to, right? So you don't overlap, you don't cannibalize the front-end offer. So that's important to say right out of the gate, right? The ethos of upsells and upgrades. Now, what you're going to be working on here is the bump, right? Which we're going to talk about in a second. So we've spoken about the ethos here. The bump, one time offer, one, two, three, and then delivering on these. So let's first off talk about the bump. Now, a bump is simply what occurs when they first buy the front end product. Right, you'll get to the cart page of your front-end product, let's say it's $9.95, and you can have an opportunity here just to add an order bump. They would just tick a little box and say, yes, I want this as well. Right, this is the classic idea of, do you want fries with that? The easiest way to get a sale doing this is to keep it relatively low price. Don't have multiple times the cost of the front end, and just give them more of what they've already said yes to. Don't give yourself hard work by trying to pitch them something completely different. So typically what we will do is we'll give them how-to information for the $9.95, and then the order bump for $17.95, we'll give them a case study or a walkthrough or a documentary of this thing in action that they've already said that they want. Okay. We're showing them how to do it on $9.95, and for $17.95, a click impulse purchase, we'll give them a complete case study walkthrough of this in action. It's a perfect natural sale. Okay, so that's the order bump. The sales mechanism for that is very simple. Typically, it's just a line or two of text that you add to your cart page. You set up the price point, and obviously you need to make sure you deliver that in the members area. Now, let's talk about the next thing, which is OTO number one, or one-time offer number one. Now, I've mentioned this before, but with one-time offers, I strongly recommend that you legitimately make them one time, right? There seems to have been this trend over the years, and I've been doing one-time offers since about 2006, but there seems to be a trend lately that people think just because you have an upsell available after the front end, that that's called a one-time offer. And they then go and sell it in the members area. They then repackage it and sell it the week after the launch. If somebody submits a support ticket saying, oh, I missed out on that, can I buy it? They'll say yes. That's not one time, right? And if you've said it's one time and then you go do that, you look like a schmuck, okay? You look like a lying schmuck. And the next time people see an offer from you, they'll think, oh, I can get this whenever. And they don't buy it. It undermines the conversion. It undermines the entire ethos and power of a true one-time offer. So you can do one of two things. You can either just not say it's one time and just say, here's an upgrade, and then sell it again and again whenever you want. Or you can say, look, this is one time. If you get this, if you don't get this right now on this page, you'll never get the chance again. You won't see it in the members area. You cannot message us. You cannot bribe us. It's now or never. Personally, I'd rather go the latter option because of the urgency that's implied there. And that way you're going to get a much better conversion, okay? But it's up to you. Don't try and do both and get the best of both worlds because you come across like a schmuck, okay? So let's take a look at this particular upgrade page. Now you'll see, I want to walk you through some components and then we'll go through them one by one. But if I was just to walk through this above the fold. Hey, Chainiacs, I've had a ton of people tell me they get more value from this podcast than most of the paid products they've invested in, which is awesome. Now, when you share this podcast with someone else, it's like a gift. They'll get massive value and they'll thank you for it. They might even repay the favor and give you something awesome in return. And it's making a difference by helping fellow entrepreneurs. It also helps me spread these free teachings far and wide and leave a legacy too. So thank you in advance for sharing it with others. Now, back to the show. So anything that you see here, before you scroll down, you'd get the value, most of the value of why this converts so well, okay? The first thing to say is this offer is $197. So we go from $9.95 to $197. We put our best offer first because most people will not go through the entire funnel. They're not going to end up seeing the whole thing. You might have that dream. If everyone's going to go through the funnel, they're going to look at all the offers. They don't, right? The moment they buy the front end, most people just disappear off to their inbox to go get it. They don't even go through this page, right? So you've got to make sure you give your best possible upgrade at 197 on this page. Put as much value into it as you can. Okay, so what have we got? Let's just break this down. So we've got a brand here at the top, so it's reinforcing what they've just bought. We've got these step icons. Step one, you've done that, right? We've got a tick here. You've bought the course. Now you're here, red, right? We've got this in red, customize. So you're now at the stage of customizing. You cannot move forward until you've customized. And then we've got another step. So we're telling them what's happening next. Then the order's complete, but you're not there yet. It's grayed out, okay? So this basically tells them very quickly, you need to finish something on this page in order to progress. Because this is the first one, we've said, look, welcome to Partner and Profit, which was the name of our front end program. And then we've said, please watch this short video in full while your Partner and Profit account is created. Okay, notice the language there, right? We're not saying, hey, please, can you buy this thing? Please, could you possibly watch this thing? Check out this offer. No, you must watch this while your account is created. Controlling the sales flow, controlling the flow of the lead and controlling their attention. If you don't, they're just gonna go off like moths they're just gonna disappear off, they'll be distracted and whatever. Now that you've got them, you've got their attention, make sure you utilize that. And again, you might think, oh, this is just about making money. It's not. If you don't get their attention, you won't be able to help them in the best way. Remember, all your offers about helping people get a better result and improving their life. Right? And this is one of your best offers. Well, it's the best offer in your funnel because it's the most expensive, 197, aside obviously from the back end offer. Okay, so you want to make sure that people watch this. You don't want to give them an excuse or the distraction to get away, right? So for that reason, we have a video that we're saying you must watch this whilst your account's being created. There are no controls on this video, so they can't skip ahead. So this above the fold is very, very important, right? So I want you to take note of this. Now, this video here is not the classic bobblehead, it's the slides only, voiceover on slides. And it's a version, it's a scripted video, obviously, that I recorded, voiceover on slides, and it's a version of the sales letter that appears underneath. Now, aside from people making the mistake with one-time offers where they claim that it's this one-time thing and then they keep selling it and selling it and selling it. That's a big mistake that I see in the industry. Another big mistake that I see in the industry is people just thinking that a one-time offer page or an upsell page needs far less work than a front end. Like they just throw it up there and think, oh, I'll just make an offer for 47 or 27 or 97. People will take it or leave it. It doesn't matter. You know, it's going to be so easy to convert. They've already bought. Big, big mistake, okay? The more effort you put in, and particularly on this one-time offer page number one, the more successful the launch is going to be. If you get this page right, the launch will be a rip-roaring success. Doesn't matter if people don't buy any of the rest of it. If you get good conversion at a 197 price point, and you're giving, say, 75% commission away to the affiliates because you want to get those buyer leads, they're going to make absolute bank, and it doesn't matter if people don't buy any of the rest of the stuff in the funnel. The affiliates are going to keep mailing you and sending you buyer leads till the end of time, okay? So you need to work hard to make sure that you get this offer to convert. And that means putting a lot into it and putting a lot into how you sell it as well, Okay. So that's the above the fold. Now let's talk about the sales letter. So you can see here, this is basically a sales letter, right? It's a long form sales letter. You probably can't see the scroll bar here on the right hand side, but I'm just going to slowly, not that slow, but I'm going to scroll down here. The sales letter, right? It's a full blown sales letter. It's got testimonials, it's got product images. We've got a blow by blow account of each component, what it gives them, the value, why it works, why it's been included, how it works, what the alternative is of doing that. We've got some more social proof. We've got some pricing stuff. We've got a guarantee explained here. Long form copy, okay? And at the end, we have this piece here. This is critical, right? This is critical. We only have the order button in this on these pages right at the bottom. We're forcing the watch. We're forcing the watch of the video, and we're forcing the watch and the consumption of the content. So they've got to go to the bottom to move past this page. Of course, they could leave the page and X out of the page, but if they want to actually move on and buy this, or they want to say no and see the next thing, they have to come down here. And this is what I was talking about in terms of having this comparison between what happens if you do it. Hey Trainiacs, I'd be eternally grateful if you'd leave a review for me on this podcast. I don't put any ads or sponsorships on here, so when you leave a review, it helps get this free training into the hands of the entrepreneurs who really need it. It just takes a few clicks to do, and your review will make my day. And more importantly, it will create a ripple effect to help the fate and fortunes of countless entrepreneurs. Thank you.